Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Yahweh, to Horeb. And the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why, the bush is not burnt. And when Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Yahweh called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not draw near here. Put off your shoes from off of your feet, for the place whereon you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the Elohim of your father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh. And Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said to Yahweh, Who am I, that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token to you, that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve Yahweh upon this mountain. And Moses said to Yahweh, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say to them, The Elohim of your father has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And Yahweh said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And Yahweh said moreover to Moses, Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go, gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall listen to your voice. And you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us. And now let us go, we beseech you, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh, our Elohim. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand, and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst of it. And after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and of her that sojourns in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. End of chapter 3.